We're talking with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, here at this Angus boot camp, you kind of remarked that we are indeed on a roller coaster right now, and at least the cars are going a little bit higher now, it seems like.
Well, the last few weeks, of course, has been a dramatic adjustment in markets, and it's the result of a relatively short-run problem that we got into. It didn't have to happen, but it did happen, and it has to get fixed. And so I think we're in the process of fixing it now. We've probably seen the bottom of this spike down, and we're going to actually see a fairly rapid recovery here over the next few weeks, unless we do something to prevent what should happen here.
Now, on the spike coming back up, we have seen what these feeder cattle markets, feeder cattle yearling and stocker prices come back really pretty dramatically in just the last few days.
You know, it really started a week or so ago. You know, prices turned. Futures markets went up dramatically, both live and feeder cattle. And the cash markets responded immediately. One of the things that will impact prices over the next few weeks in terms of that recovery will be the wheat pasture situation. If we could get a good rain in Oklahoma, that would cement the deal for another few dollars, I think, because we have potential still for some pretty good wheat pasture, but we have awfully dry conditions that's limiting the growth of that wheat right now.
Of course, we have had some fairly decent rains in the western half of the state. There are pockets that are very, very dry, but as you mentioned, we've got at least some wheat up and waiting for that moisture.
That's right. There's a lot of wheat that's up. Some of it's actually not too far away, but it's probably slowing down because of the topsoil dryness right now. An awful lot of it is in a position to come on pretty quickly if we can get some rain. So we still have, I think, quite a bit of potential for wheat grazing, but we do have to have some moisture to work with.
You told cattle producers here, you pointed your finger pretty firmly toward the carcass weight situation as the culprit.
In terms of this recent crash in the market, absolutely. I think this is something we've been sort of flirting with. You know, packers and feedlots have had an incentive to push weights for over a year, and they've been doing it for over a year. But there's a limit to that, and they really walked off the edge of that cliff. It's a fairly abrupt wall, and we didn't slow down and stop in time to keep from hitting that wall. And so the market fixes those things, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. It's not a big major problem. It's something that can get fixed fairly quickly, and I think we're in the process of doing that at this point, and we should move forward with sort of more fundamental kind of conditions prevailing after we get past this.
Now, you said it's fairly easy to fix. This is what, just trying to get a little more current. Is that what it really is?
You know, we've slowed down feedlot marketings enough over the last 15 months or so, not super dramatically, but we've allowed these cattle to accumulate and the weights have gotten heavier. And so we have a short-term picture here where we need to market, 3 or 4 weeks of cattle, at double the rate or some dramatic increase in a percentage sense to get caught up on those extremely heavy cattle. Once we do that, we haven't placed more cattle in recent months, so we don't have to continue marketing large numbers of cattle, the kind of thing that would weigh on the market. We can get back to current conditions and go back to a fundamentally stronger market.
Just really, we're talking just a few pounds per carcass. So I mean, why has that caused such an issue?
Well, in some cases, I mean, the averages have gone up. They've gone to record levels. The extremes around that in some cases have been pretty dramatic. And it's a combination of both tonnage, a few pounds on a lot of, many thousands ahead of cattle is a lot of pounds. Mm-hmm. But I think more importantly, it's really a quality issue. We've got cattle out there that have just put on nothing but fat for the last month in some cases, or longer in some cases. And so it's just not what we need right now from both a pounds basis as well as from a quality basis. And again, they had no incentive to stop doing that until the market really smacked them hard. And that's what's happened. And that removes that incentive. We'll get those cattle out of the system. And then we'll be back to, kind of where we should be in terms of both animal numbers as well as carcass weights.
When we get back, before all of this happened, we were pretty tight on numbers, and we were starting that process of tightening up more by holding back females.
That's right, and those things really haven't changed. Feedlot placements the last 6 months or so has actually been significantly down from a year ago. The ones we had, we never seemed to move out of the feedlots. That's what created the problem. But, underneath it all, even though feeder supplies are beginning to grow here in the last part of 2015, they'll grow some more in 2016, but balanced against that, herd expansion will continue. We'll be moderating, increased calf crops here in 2015 and 2016 with continued herd expansion. heifer retention. And so, you know, it's going to be a relatively slow process of rebuilding these feeder supplies, where supplies really becomes an issue then from a price standpoint.
What do you see for the balance of the year into the first quarter of 16 then?
Well, you know, probably the next two or three weeks is the hardest thing to call compared to anything next year or the year beyond even, because we're in this transition right now. I think the next 2 weeks are really critical in terms of verifying whether or not we've cleaned up our mess right now. And, beyond that, there are expectations of a significant rally in prices in the fourth quarter. Seasonally, we would expect that anyway, but certainly from what's happened recently, we would expect that. But we have the ability, particularly for the fed cattle level, to keep that from happening if we don't sort of do the job we need to do. So the next couple of weeks are really critical. But if that happens, you know, the futures kind of bear out that there's a significant rally. And in fact, I think there's a lot of analysts would suggest that we can be priced, if not by December, certainly in the spring contracts for fed cattle, even higher, significantly higher perhaps than the futures has them at this point in time.
For the cow-calf end of the business, you had a slide that showed that while our profitability is going to be off of the records of 2014, 2015 is still going to be a pretty good year.
It really is, and it's important to keep that perspective here, you know, and not get caught up in the panic of what's happened the last few weeks in particular for two reasons. One is, even with the amount we've taken off the prices, we're still at the second highest level ever in terms of expected cow-calf returns. And so that's one thing to keep in mind, and we will erode those, but we're going to stay at pretty good levels here for this year, next year, and then the year after that, more than likely. The other thing is that in the very short run sense, we probably are going to see a significant rally in these feeder cattle prices, including calf prices, here over the next two or three weeks. So I wouldn't panic right now if you're not in a situation where you have to sell. We're at mid-October right now, going into, you know, early November to mid-November. I think we could recover a significant amount of what was lost in late September and the first half of October.
Finally, you know, I guess when you think about the cow-calf end of the business, what is the strategy, you know, beyond just this short-term blip? Is there something, you know, obviously these guys continue to think pretty hard about adding females back into their herd.
Yeah, I think herd expansion is, you know, certainly underway for 2015, and that's going to happen. We're going to continue that in 2016. Now, there is some question that the recent volatility in the markets may have sort of scared some folks, and that we might temper our herd expansion or our heifer retention a little bit next year. That could happen. We'll have to kind of wait and see what the numbers. But we're not talking about undoing herd expansion or not having any in 2016. It's a question of whether we back it down perhaps a little bit from a relatively aggressive rate. So that could happen. Again, if we see the kind of rally that could happen here in the next two or three weeks in feeder cattle markets, then I think this early October cattle market problem will be pretty quickly forgotten, or at least maybe not totally forgotten, but we'll temper it a lot. And so it may not change plans as much as it might otherwise.